Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Everything Hollywood has turned into a place where women are treated as an afterthought. It's unusual to see movies with 10 or even 20 main characters with only one woman. So, this week I'm going to look at two genre movies that are usually male-oriented, but in this case are both told from the female character's point of view, although they both have male directors. One is an indie rom-com about hidden love, hidden under the parents' gaze, and the other is a chiller thriller about surrogate moms.
Time is helping, hear the hum. Oh, the pulse I thought was frozen's coming back.
Hello, I Must Be Going, directed by Todd Luizzo. So Amy Minsky, played by Melanie Linsky, doesn't live with her parents. She's staying with them, mind you, but she doesn't live with them in their home in Connecticut. She hates her life. She hasn't been outside or changed her ratty t-shirt for about 3 months. So why is life so bad? Because Amy's career-driven entertainment lawyer husband dumped her. And she has nothing left to show for all those years of marriage. She let her own interests slide. She used to be an MFA grad student, a photographer, to support him. And now she has nothing. Nothing. So she's moved back in with her parents just as her dad is setting up a big contract that'll let him retire and to travel with mom, played by Blythe Danner, around the world. So Amy is asked to dress up pretty for dinner party so she doesn't spoil the deal. So at the dinner party, she meets the deal partner's son, Jeremy, an actor. He's also moved back to his therapist mom's house after years on a children's TV show, sort of like The Wriggles. So Amy and Jeremy are both mortified by their parents' conversation and they find common ground. She's awkward, he's an actor, sparks fly. They bond and later enjoy passionate sex. Amy's life seems to be turning around. She has life again. But the last thing she wants to do is ruin her dad's deal, so they have to keep it hush-hush. She visits him in the middle of the night. She throws pebbles at his window. They go skinny dipping, and they make out in the back seats of cars. It's like she's living as a teenager all over again, complete with nosy parents and furtive dates. Oh, yeah, one detail I forgot to mention. Jeremy, although he's an accomplished actor and an adult, is a teenager. Oh, and also his accepting mom, who's a therapist, come here, give me a hug type therapist. She thinks her son is gay and she's accepted for that. He's actually a closet heterosexual who doesn't want to upset his mother's plans by telling her the truth. So can Amy and Jeremy's relationship last? Will her parents ever respect her and treat her as an adult? What will their future bring? I like this movie. Hello, I Must Be Going. The title's a reference to a song in, I believe, Duck Soup, a Marx Brothers movie. It is a very sweet, realistic comedy with a nice indie feel to it, with good acting. Played it at Sundance last year. Acting's good all around. Melanie Linsky, the actress, is a Kiwi who starred in the fantastic movie Heavenly Creatures. Blythe Danner has always been everywhere, very well known. And as Amy's mom, she's not so sympathetic, but she plays in a multifaceted way. And then there's Jeremy, who's played by Christopher Abbott, who plays Charlie, who's one of the boyfriends on the TV comedy Girls. He's the one who gets dumped on for being too nice and accommodating, but in a smarmy sort of way. So I'd say when I saw this movie, he looks and acts totally different. I didn't even recognize him. This is a fun, different movie to see. It's enjoyable. Next, Mama, directed by Andres Muschietti. So two girls are found by their uncle Lucas in a cabin in the woods. They've been missing for 5 years after a violent incident involving both their parents, who are now both gone. Somehow, the kids managed to survive in the woods on nothing but cherries. but they went feral, and now they run around like foxes or chimps or maybe Linda Blair in The Exorcist, except without the crab walk. Two girls barely talk to outsiders and know no basic social rules, so they need surrogate parents to raise them and a psychologist to tame them, to study them. So Lucas, played by Danish actor Nikolaj Coster-Waldau, gets his wild-ass girlfriend Annabelle to move in with him and help take care of the kids. Annabelle, played by Jessica Chastain, is a rocker with a full-sleeve tat and a foul mouth, drinker, pot smoker. She's in a band. She does all the irresponsible things rock musicians are supposed to do. But when something happens to Lucas, she's suddenly the de facto mother of these two crazy girls, Victoria and Lily, played excellently by Megan Charpentier and Isabelle Nellis. So Victoria was the older one, and she was older when she disappeared, so she can still communicate, but Lily's nearly a lost cause. And the two of them are used to this world of bugs and plants and dirt, of hollows, of places they can hide, places they can sleep. They're not used to this clean, lit rooms. But things are transforming around them once they move in. There are strange cracks that appear on the walls. There are all these moths that fly out of holes. And then there are the strange noises you hear through vents in the house. Shrink says there's an imaginary mother, they call her Mama, who they turn to for help. But is she real, imaginary, or is she something supernatural? It's up to Annabelle to find out who is helping them and where this Mama type thing came from, if she actually exists. And while she's doing it, Annabelle gradually shifts from this big bad rocker type, black t-shirt type, to a cowl neck sweater mommy type. This is a very good female-centered chiller thriller where the girls, the heroine, the nemesis are all women. It's a B-movie, a genre pick, but it's a good one. Mexican director Guillermo del Toro, one of my favorite directors, is a producer on this one, executive producer, and carries a lot of his trademarks. Sound through vents, scary houses, possibly imaginary otherworldly lives of small girls, nice creepy production values, lots of good scary scenes, good music. There's some amazing scenes in this movie where on the left side of the screen, there's this long hall and Annabelle's sort of walking along oblivious. And on the right half of the screen, there's a doorway. You can see what's going on in the two kids' room where they're playing with something or someone. Really creepy, scary, weird, cool scenes. This is director Muschietti's first feature. And based on this one, I go to whatever movie he directs next. Mama opens today, and you can catch Hello, I Must Be Going at a special screening on Sunday, January 27th as part of the High Tea and Movie Series sponsored by the Toronto Jewish Film Festival. Go to tjff.com for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.